This is Ghost Tour, Episode 1, Walter Rhodes.
Hello? is anyone here? Is this Jepson Jeepers Tours? I'm looking for Dr. JJ. Is Dr. JJ here? Texting Mom right now and telling her this is not gonna work out. This place is creepy.
Oh, hi!
Jeez, oh my God!
You must be Laverne. It's so nice to meet you.
Where did you come from?
Employees usually use the back entrance. I'll show you. I'm Lee, by the way.
Cool. You can call me Vern. And thanks, but I'm not sure whether or not I'm actually going to be an employee, so...
I mean, it's by far the best summer job in town. But don't take my word for it. Some people prefer working in the fast food industry, which is totally fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with working in the fast food
industry. Well, I was actually kind of hoping to get involved with some local summer stock, but it doesn't seem like there's really any theater around here, let alone much of anything else.
Oh, there's tons going on. Trust me. Jepson, North Carolina is a national treasure. You're gonna love it. My family on my dad's side has been here since the 1800s, so... I'm not an expert, but I'm kind of an expert. Someday, I'll be the town historian.
Is that a real job?
Yep.
Cool. So, is it true that Jepson is, like, mega haunted?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But we were still voted one of the best small cities in America by 3 different media outlets.
Media outlets? What are you, 85?
No, I'm 15.
Me too.
I'm just passionate about my hometown.
I can see that.
Anyway, Jepson used to have a theater, but it just burned down. And, well, people say there's a curse. There's been a bunch of efforts to restore it, but it never works out.
Weird. I wonder why not.
Yeah, no one really knows. But it's part of the tour. You'll see. And don't worry. It's all in the manual. Even though it looks really big, it's really not that much to learn.
Oh, it's cool. I'm used to memorizing lines. I went to LaGuardia. You know the performing arts high school in New York?
Oh, I've never heard of it, but it sounds great.
Well, a lot of famous actors went there.
Oh.
I want to be like Viola Davis level someday.
Ugh, she's amazing.
I know. But lately I've been thinking maybe I could go the Oprah route.
What do you mean?
You know... transition from hosting into acting, just like she did. I mean, I didn't really want to move here at all, but it's not like I had a choice. Mom's the new president at Luke University, which I guess is like a pretty big deal. So now I'm stuck here for at least 3 years, whether I like it or not. So I guess I've got to pivot.
Ghosts
what
and
the?
Ghouls and goblin creepers.
Boo!
Go up with Jepson Jeepers. Huzzah!
Wow. So you have a little jingle and everything.
It's really great, isn't it?
That's one word for it.
Am I late to the party or what? Those summer storms put me right out. Nothing like a little catnap on an afternoon like this. Meow.
I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Oh, no. Did I leave the... I'll be right back.
So, who is that?
That's Miss Beth. She runs the place. Didn't you contact her about the job?
No. That's not what happened.
Now, where in tarnation did I put that thing?
This?
Ah, there it is. If it was a cat, it would have bit me. dusty.
Is that a...
VHS tape.
Yes, indeedy.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen one of those in real life.
Well, I'll leave you to it then. Lee, will you handle the tape if it snags?
Sure thing. And here we go.
Welcome to your training, ghost lovers. I'm Dr. JJ, the founding father of Jepson Jeepers.
That's Dr. JJ?
That's right. Here, just beyond that art storefront, within these crumbling brick walls, is where I decided to follow my calling. Uh-oh! Oh, wait a minute! Did you hear that? Sounds like you're not the only ones who've been listening in on this training video. These ghosts are with us in spirit. Jepson, North Carolina is the most haunted city in America. And every year, hundreds of folks just like yourself flock here. Not only for our fried green tomatoes and BBQ, which are the best there is, but for a good old-fashioned haunting. But with great ghosts comes great responsibility. With Jepson Jeepers, folks expect more than your average ghost tour. And that is exactly what you'll give them.
There are actually other ghost tours in town?
Yeah, Haunted Jepson. They're our big competition. But technically, they're not a walking tour. They have a horse-drawn carriage. And sparklers. And capes.
Whoa, okay. So I guess they've got a budget.
It's honestly more of a show than a ghost tour. If you ask me, Jepson Jeepers is so much better. A good ghost tour is about the history, not the production value, right?
Right.
Now, let's go over some basic tour guide do's and don'ts to make sure you and your guests have an unbelievable tour. 1. Do consider your audience. Make sure the tour stays family-friendly for little boys and ghouls. The Jepson Jeepers official tour guide manual is your reference for approved locations and content. Feel free to improvise, so long as you avoid dead ends. 2. Don't put yourself in danger. If for any reason you need to end the tour early, boo-hoo! The safety of our guides and guests comes first. Offer a refund or the chance to reschedule. And if folks lose their ghoul, refer them to management. 3. Do have a great time. As an official Jepson Jeepers tour guide, you keep Jepson Jeepers among the living. What goes around comes around, and chances are your fantastic Jepson Jeepers tour will earn you a mighty tip. Now get out there and knock 'em dead, ghost lovers. Ghosts and ghouls and goblin creepers, buckle up. With Jepson Jeepers.
Wow.
Pretty great, right? I remember meeting Dr. JJ when I was really little. He's sort of a local legend.
Seems like it. Is he around?
What do you mean?
Like, I'd love to meet him.
Well, you can't.
Why not?
Because no one knows where he went.
I don't understand. Like, recently?
He's been gone for a long time. Way longer than I've been working here. Honestly, as far as I know, he just kind of disappeared.
Wait, what?
Yeah. His husband, Mr. Cletus, was totally heartbroken. He's the reason this place is still up and running. Well, him and Miss Beth, of course.
There are actually queer people in this town? That's cool. And unexpected.
Lots of people across the LGBTQIA+ spectrum call Jepson home. We even have our own center. Well, it's more of a room. An LGBT room. But still.
Okay. I get it.
Anyway, Miss Beth just showed up for work one day and Dr. JJ was gone. His bike's still locked to the rack outside, but she runs the place like he's just been out for a couple of days. It's kind of sad.
But he emailed me.
Wait, what?
That guy, or someone posing as that guy, Dr. JJ, wrote an email to me and my mom about me coming to work here. He had a university email.
Well, he used to be a professor at
least. Used to be? But apparently he and my mom met when she was visiting campus. They talked, and I guess my mom mentioned how I just played number 11, the striker, in my school's production of Sarah DeLapp's The Wolves. And he talked about Jepsen Jeepers and being a theater lover, and how he thought I'd be perfect as a tour guide. I didn't exactly want to work here, but my mom bribed me with tickets to the Aida revival on Broadway, so here I am.
That's impossible.
I thought so too. But it's been completely reworked and updated. I can't wait to see it.
No, I mean Dr. JJ. Like I said, no one's heard from him in years.
Here's the email. You can read it yourself.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. Do you think it's really him?
How am I supposed to know? Who else would it be?
Oh, well, we'll worry about it later. It's getting late. We've got to get ready for the tour.
Okay, but we're not done talking about this. And, what is there to get ready? It's just like a tour, right?
And some say you can see her reflection in the pond every year on her sweetheart's birthday, April the 13th.
Oh,
now watch your step along these cobblestones as we head over to the town square.
How long is this tour again?
About an hour, but we're barely 15 minutes in. Why?
Does it get more exciting?
I think the guests are really enjoying it.
Lee, there are 4 people on this tour, and 2 of them are you and me. And I can't speak for anyone else, but I can definitely speak for myself, and no offense, but I am snoozing.
Maybe it'd help if you were actually listening and not on your phone the whole time. I personally find the material very stimulating.
I'm only texting because tonight is technically my anniversary. You know what? Don't worry about it.
Look, if you want to go, go. No one's asking you to stay. Right this way, folks! Yep, that's great. We'll just gather around the statue here. Okay.
This was our founder, Dr. JJ's favorite part of the tour. Stop number 3. Make sure you can get a good look at the bronze soldier right here. Did you know that bronze originally became a popular metallic mix for statues in the Greek and Roman eras, and is still used in modern art and memorial construction?
Oh, wow.
I did not know that.
Why do we care again?
Legend has it that this soldier depicted in the statue, a boy of barely 14, lied about his age to join the fight as a drummer boy in the Civil War. He was tragically killed in his first battle.
Uh-huh.
Bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
Although this young soldier in the Confederate Army heroically lost his life.
What? Wait a minute.
This statue in our town square stands as a tribute to his bravery. Many have reported the sound of military drum calls ringing through the night and the apparition of a wounded boy in uniform carrying his drum. Rat-a-tat-tat. Rat-a-tat-tat. Do you hear it?
Why is this part of the tour?
It's always been part of the tour.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's a haunted statue and it's right in the town square, so obviously...
I don't care if it's a haunted statue. And that's messed up that it's still standing in the middle of the town square. FYI, Lee, Confederate statues are tributes to slavery and should all be destroyed. It's a movement? Wow, I knew the South was warped, but this is ridiculous.
Does anyone hear that sound? What is that?
Oh, I get it. This must be part of the act. Fun! See, Eddie, who needs a carriage ride?
I don't hear anything. Do you? What are we supposed to be hearing?
It's the drumming, right? The drummer boy drumming.
No, that's not what it sounds like. It's like...
Well, I still don't hear anything.
Did you forget your hearing aids?
No.
Ah!
Come on! You really don't hear that. Nobody hears it?
I hear it.
What? Hear what?
It's like a crackling sound. I don't really know how else to describe it.
Maybe if we move away from the statue Ouch! My ear!
Oh my gosh! Oh, I can't even see straight. It's so loud. Lee, I think you need to cancel the tour.
What? I can't! I can't do that! I've never stopped a tour before.
Didn't Dr. JJ say in that old video that our safety comes first?
I think we're perfectly safe. Besides the hearing loss.
Cancel the tour!
Okay. Technical difficulties. We're going to have to postpone tonight's tour.
Boy, what? It's over.
I knew we should have gone to Haunted Jetson.
We are so sorry for any trouble. Refunds are available back at the office, or you can exchange your ticket for another night. Thank you so much, and my sincerest apologies.
Wait a minute. Where'd the sound go?
Weird. I have no idea, but I definitely heard that. We both did.
Great. Now the sound is gone, and we ended the tour for no reason, and Miss Beth is going to be really mad.
We didn't end the tour for no reason. Have you ever heard a sound like that? It sounded like alien murder.
Just because you're from New York doesn't mean you know everything. There is a system in place, and it's a good one.
Are you kidding me? I did us all a favor. That tour is not only racist, it's boring. You say this place is haunted, but the only dead thing I've seen on your tour is the tour itself.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
What?
Look, I think it's a real ghost. Holy Schmidt, what do we do?
Lee, chill. I'm pretty sure that's just a person. Hey there! Ghosts don't exist. If they did, my abuela would have shown up a long time ago.
Wait, you don't believe in ghosts? And what are you doing here? You do realize this is a ghost tour. That's kind of the whole point.
So you're telling me that you actually do believe in ghosts?
Do you believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny too?
Ghosts are the actual souls or spirits of dead people.
Well, I've never seen one. Have you?
I hate to tell you, Vern, but I think you have. I can barely believe it, but I think we both have.
Yep.
Hi?
Y'all done?
Uh-huh.
Good. Well, yeah, we do exist. Some of us just have an easier go when it comes to moving beyond the physical plane.
Okay. Rando I've never met before. I'm gonna go.
Wait. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Walter Rhodes.
Walter Rhodes?
That's my name. Feels good to hear someone else say it out loud. Mostly the living don't pay me no mind.
I know you're not really a ghost.
Are you kidding me? I can practically see right through him.
Why don't you try and shake my hand? Both of you. Go ahead. Don't worry, I won't bite.
Oh.
Wow.
Freaky. I mean, that still doesn't necessarily prove anything.
Well, believe it or not, there's a whole lot of us here in Jepson. Ghosts who are waiting. Lost. Ready to move on.
How many exactly?
Fine. If you're really a ghost, how did you die?
It was a bad accident. I was the welder hired to install this statue.
They made a black guy install this? That's messed up.
Tell me about it.
Wait, when did it go up?
1953.
But I thought it was installed in 1895.
You thought wrong.
1953? You could totally still be alive.
Do I look 100 years old to you?
I mean...
Watch it. The truth is, it was good work until it wasn't. All kinds of towns were constructing these kinds of monuments. I went all over. I liked the work, even if it killed me.
You did?
Look, accidents happen. I've had a lot of time to make my peace with it. Funny thing is, though, the boy isn't even real.
Wait, what? Of course he is. His name was Henry Jackson, he had blonde hair and hazel eyes and had a sly sense of humor. He lived on Daisy Lane, formerly Peach Street.
Nope. I hate to tell you, sister, but that is not the case at all.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, that whole drummer boy story is a crock. Something white folks in charge made up to make them feel good.
Oh my God.
You know, I've been out here for years, welding away. waiting for someone to hear me out. I had no way to get through till you two started fighting over the statue. Then suddenly, there was my opening. It was incredible.
So you're telling us you're a legit ghost?
I've been telling you. But thanks to you and your friend here, not for too much longer. I get the feeling you two could do a whole lot of good for folks like me in this town. You can help us release our truths, the real stories, not the made-up ones told for years, so we can finally move on. I'm not sure how easy it'll be for the others, but I reckon y'all are some kind of miracle. So thank you. Glad it worked out for me. And as for everyone else, I sure hope you're up for it.
But why now? Why us? Hey, where did he go? Huh. Looks like Miss Beth already closed up for the night.
So that was pretty weird.
Yeah. I've never seen a real ghost before. Not that I haven't wanted to. I've dreamed of this moment for forever. I kind of didn't expect them to be so nice.
I don't know. I'm still not totally convinced.
What more proof do you need? Our hands actually went through his hand. He was definitely a ghost. And honestly, based on everything he said, and the fact that nothing like this has ever happened to me before, I think the only reason he appeared at all is because of you. Or us?
Maybe.
And I keep thinking, what if Walter was right? What if all the stories we've been telling on the tours are wrong?
Oh, they're definitely wrong.
There must be something we can do.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but what if we team up? Find the other Walters, the real ghosts of Jepson. Let them tell us their stories or whatever, and revamp the whole tour in the process. We even do, like, a whole social media thing. Get a real following. Haunted Jepson won't know what hit him. Honestly, it'd be good for Jepson Jeepers. And good for us.
You literally just said you don't believe in ghosts, or Walter, or any of it.
Why does it matter whether I believe it or not? The believer and the non-believer. That could be our thing. I'll be the funny one, you'll be the straight man.
But I don't think we can just completely change Dr. JJ's script like that. There's historical precedent.
Lee, come on. It's not historical precedent if it's not true.
But what about Miss Beth?
What about her?
You haven't seen her mad yet.
That woman gets mad? I think I'm willing to take a chance. Think about all the ghosts like Walter. We can help them move on, right? That's what he said. It's kind of like our moral duty. Sorry, it's my girlfriend. My ex-girlfriend. I don't even know anymore.
You said it was your anniversary?
Sort of. It was supposed to be. We never really ended things, but I mean, we're 600 miles away from each other now, so... So... Maybe the writing's on the wall?
I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I really love her. Anyway, you dating anybody?
Well, actually... that your ride?
Yeah, it's my dad. Need a lift?
Nah, I've got my bike. Oh my god.
Are you okay?
Dr. JJ's old bike. It's gone from the rack.
What?
Look, it's always here. It's always locked up right here. It's never not been here.
Do you think he's back? Do you think he's here?
I don't know.
That was Ghost Tour Episode 1, Walter Rhodes. Written by C. Quintana. Performed by Daryl Brown. Whitney Dorr, Tria Leong, Imani Russell, David Chatraw, and Maura Vincent. Showrunner and director, Rebecca Cunningham. Sound design by Chad Shanai. Theme song by Megan Bagala. And cover art by Chris Maroy. Don't forget to head to CordeliaStudios.com/ghosttour and make a donation today. You can help us make season one of Ghost Tour happen. Thank you.